Chapter number 10, Hardy's view on God. Hardy had little faith in some power known as God. About the existence of God, he said, "I have been looking for God for 50 years and think that if he had existed, I would have discovered him as an external personality, of course, the only true meaning of the word." Like the Greek poet Homer, Hardy interprets God through the relentlessness and hopelessness of fate. Hardy seldom recognizes personal gods. In this, he was a true product of the scientific thoughts of his age. Hardy was a rationalist and agnosticist who did not relish the orthodox conception of God. A survey of Hardy's novel reveals that Hardy does not believe with Browning that God is in heaven and all is well with the world. For him, there is nothing like God in heaven and all is wrong with the world. For the power which people call as God is cruel, relentless and indifferent. According to Hardy, there is no merciful God in heaven who shines benignantly on man and animals. In a poem, God's Funeral, Hardy paints the picture of Godhead dying downwards, head and eyes gone first. Instead of God, a blind and a relentless force call it immanent will, purblind doomster has got the hold of the world. It strews human joys and pains with a purposeless and nevertheless hand. His views about God are generally summed up in the following lines of Shakespeare. As flies to wanton boys are we to gods. They kill us for their sport. Hardy's distrust in a kind God is evidenced in his novels. Tess of the De Uber Willis and Jude the Obscure, in both of which he condemns God's cruelty towards man. He made it clear that he was the gentleman that turned Christian for half an hour, the better to express his grief, that is, disrespectful phrase about the immortals. The precedent of the immortals had ended his spot with Tess. Should have been used. But seen objectively, Hardy is not against God, nor he is an atheist. In fact, he had staunch faith in spiritual forces of the universe, which was equivalent to God for him. C. Alfred rightly calls Hardy as the village lay preacher, dramatically painting out the primrose path not to be followed but avoided. Hardy was the supreme teacher of men, teaching them a sombre philosophy of life, teaching them to follow the judgment of the mature wisdom and not to follow the path of sense.